Chapter 1
Mouse looked at the large brown package in his living room and rubbed his hands together. He was very excited. His grandfather had sent him a special gift. His grandfather tended to forget birthdays and holidays, as he was always traveling. But Mouse never minded that, because when his grandfather sent a gift for no reason at all, it was always the best gift ever.
He was so excited about it that he almost didn't want to open it. He had been staring at the box ever since he got home from school. It was getting close to dinner time, and he decided he was finally ready to open it. When he tore the tape, he was careful. He liked to keep the boxes his grandfather sent because they usually had some interesting postmarks and stamps on them. As he opened the box, he held his breath, wondering what would be inside. He pulled away some bubble wrap and found two fierce eyes staring up at him. He jumped a little as they looked so real, glassy and dark as they looked up at him. It took him a moment to realize that they were attached to a dark blue material. Carefully, he lifted the gift out of the box. It wasn't until he had it all spread out that he realized what it was. It was a kite, but it looked nothing like a kite. In fact, it looked like an animal. The eyes were raised and made out of a very light plastic. The kite had wings that moved separately from the rest of the body of the kite. Mouse was sure that they would look like they were flapping when the kite flew through the air. It was nothing like any kite he had ever seen before.
"Mouse, what did Grandpa send?"
his mother called from the kitchen as she was getting dinner ready to put on the table.
"Just some books this time," Mouse called back.
He wasn't sure why, but he wanted to keep his gift a secret this time. His mind was already spinning with a prank he might be able to play with it. He placed it carefully back into the box and carried it quickly into his room. Once there, he found the note his grandfather had packed in the box with it.
"In the tiny village where I am staying, making kites is a favorite hobby. I asked one of my friends in the village to make this for you. I hope you like it. Sorry, he couldn't make a mouse."
Mouse grinned at the note and at the idea of a kite shaped like a mouse. That would be a pretty interesting kite. He made sure that the door to his bedroom was locked, then he pulled the kite out again. He laid it across his bed. It was big and very lifelike. Of course, anyone looking at it would know it was a kite, but with a few touch-ups and some sound effects, Mouse was sure that his idea was going to work. First, he would run it by his friends, all members of his secret club, to make sure that they thought so too. He put the kite away again and began making calls to set up a club meeting after school the next day. Mouse and his friends had a special club that came up with the best pranks ever. They met in a treehouse that they found in the woods just outside the local park. Mouse was sure that his friends were going to love the idea too.